You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Integrated Pharmacist Podcast. I am your host, Adam Balio. Americans spend over $30 billion on complementary and alternative medicine each year. As healthcare professionals, we need to know the facts. Let's find evidence-based medicine together. This podcast is not designed to be used for medical or legal advice. Thank you. Hello, listeners. This is Adam Balio, your host. We are continuing on our Divergent series here. I was able to attend a few conventions and workshops, and that will continue through next month as well. But I was able to interview a few other students. The next couple episodes, we're going to be reviewing some interviews from the convention, the APHA ASP MRM Region 8 convention that covers California, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, and Hawaii. And today's interview, I spoke with three students from Roseman University, and I asked them just two basic questions. What does it mean to be an integrated pharmacist? And what experience have they had in complementary and alternative medicine? So let's see what they have to say. Hello, listeners. We are at APHA ASP Region 8, and I'm here with three students. Why don't you introduce yourselves?
Hello, my name is Hyacinth Ruiz. I am a P2 student, and I am originally from Los Angeles, but I've lived in Las Vegas all my life.
My name is Chimei Doe. I'm from Orange County, California. I'm a P2 student.
Hi, my name is Chris Sana. I was born in Guam, but I've been raised here in Vegas, and I'm a P3 student.
All right, and our first question is, what does it mean to be an integrated pharmacist?
I think being an integrated pharmacist means being able to work with the various team members on the healthcare professional team, and also just being available to the community, whether that's through the pharmacy or through community service. I believe that's all important for an integrated pharmacist to have and consider.
So I don't have much exposure to the subject, but I think that means having a pharmacist work more closely with a provider such as a doctor, NP, PA, and I think that's more of the future of pharmacy. It's definitely somewhere we're going to be going rather than behind a counter.
I completely agree with what the other two said, and it is exactly what it sounds like. You have to be integrated not only in the community as a like kind of a cornerstone for people to get in touch with in terms of their healthcare, but as well as being integrated in the hospital as someone that the prescribers could kind of refer to whenever they need help.
All right, and for our last question, I want to know if you've ever experienced complementary or alternative medicine. What was it and what was your experience?
I don't actually believe I've ever had the experience and opportunity to witness alternative medications, unfortunately, but sounds like it's definitely a resource that could be work and synergize with other medications and therapy.
I think the closest I've come to the topic is in undergrad, I took a dance movement class, and they really talked about how the way that our society is moving now, we're all in a hurry, we're all so stressed out that we don't think about the way our body functions. And so this movement class taught me to think about how our body is supposed to work, and it made me change the way something as simple as the way you walk or sit can affect the way you even though we're done growing as adults, how it can affect you long term, like if you cause yourself damage even just by sitting or walking.
I too haven't had much experience with complementary medicine, but I do think that it's a field that should be looked into more in depth.
All right, great. Thank you so much for your time. I hope you enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you.
All right, that is this week's episode. Thank you so much for staying tuned. I apologize for breaking away from my standard format. And I am sure I will be able to pick back up into those in the next few weeks. But stay tuned, and next week we will hear from a couple other students I was able to talk to. Thanks again for listening. Please reach out to me at integratedpharmacist@gmail.com, and we'll see you next week on the Integrated Pharmacist Podcast. I hope you enjoyed the Integrated Pharmacist Podcast. If you like what you heard, please give us a good rating, subscribe, and tell your friends. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. If you enjoy the leading podcast network dedicated to the business and profession of pharmacy, please write us a review on Apple Podcasts and let us know which channel is your favorite. And remember, the pharmacist is the hub of healthcare.